And this morning I'd like to share the topic, A More Excellent Way. Let's turn to the 1 Corinthians.
12章.
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书 12章.
1 Corinthians 12.
1
Corinthians 12, verse 31. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
这个地方说, 我把最妙的道指示你们。
It reads here that I will show you a more excellent way.
12章的开始在讲教会, 就是基督的身体。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 starts off by saying that the church is the body of Christ.
每一个人就是身体的一部分。
And everyone is a part of the body.
那我们没有一部分在我们身体是没有用的。
And there is not one part of our body that is without use.
每一部分, 功能都很健全, 这个身体就很健康。
If all the parts of our body are functional and healthy, then our entire body will be healthy.
所以在教会里面, 每一个弟兄姊妹都要发挥他的功能。
And so in the church, every brother and every sister must utilize their talents or their gifts.
那这个教会就很健康。
Then this church will be very healthy.
所以在教会里面, 不能够有一个人说我是没有用的人。
Therefore, in the church, let not one person say, I am useless.
因为身体没有一部分是没有用的。
Because there's not one part of the body that is useless.
那到最后他就提到, 教会里面有各种不同的恩赐。
It goes on by describing the different gifts or different talents in the church.
所以从28节,
so from verse 28,
就讲行异能的, 然后医病的, 帮助人的, 治理事的, 说方言的。
Talks about gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues.
那有时候我们常常发现说，我在教会里面好像什么恩赐都没有。
Sometimes we find that we may not have any gifts in the church.
所以我是教会里面最没有用的人。
So we feel like we are the most useless person in this body of Christ.
没有什么恩赐，这有可能。
It is true that you may not have certain gifts.
因为我们每个人都很普通。
Because all of us are quite ordinary.
但是我是没有用的人。
But to say that you are a useless person, this notion can be changed.
要怎么改变?
And how do you change it?
31节,
Verse 31.
要求那更大的恩赐,
but earnestly desire the best gifts.
那更大的恩赐是什么?
What is the best gifts?
就是接下去讲, 我把最妙的道指示你们。
And it continues by saying, I will show you a more excellent way.
那什么是最妙的道?
So then what is a more excellent way?
那就从13章一直 第一节一直描写到第八节。
And it starts this by describing it in chapter 13 from verse 1 and on.
所以最妙的道就是爱。
And so the greatest gift is that of love.
所以爱就是一种恩赐。
So love is itself a gift.
即使我们什么都没有, 如果我们充满神的爱, 我们在教会就是一个很有恩赐的人。
So even if we have nothing, but yet we still have the love of God, then we are gifted in the church.
因为爱会带给别人很多的造就。
Because love can bring much edification to others.
爱能够让教会里面显扬更多神的荣耀。
And love can allow God's glory to be manifested.
所以每一个人都有用。
So everyone is useful.
即使年纪再大的, 充满着神的爱, 他也可以成为很有用的人。
Whether you're of advanced age or not, as long as you're filled with the love of God, you will become a useful person.
那在13章的第一节, 一直到第二节,
In chapter 13,
一直到第三节,
chapter 13, verses 1 through 3,
请读。
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, but not have love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me nothing.
在第一节到第三节有提到四件事情。
Verses 1 through 3 talks about mentions four things.
如果我们在信仰生活一直在追求，我们发现这四件事情很重要。
And if we're pursuing our life of faith, we will also understand the importance of these four things.
但是最后的结论是什么？
But what was the conclusion of this?
我即使有这个四件的事情，如果没有爱，我就算不了。
That even if I have these four things but have not love, then I am nothing.
那我们首先来看。
So let us look at what these four things are.
第一件事情,
the first,
我能说万人的方言，便天使的话语，没有爱，我就成了明的锣，响的钹一样。
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but not, have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
若有一个人很有恩赐,
so a person may be very gifted.
他能够说很多的方言,
he may be able to speak many tongues.
能够跟很多不同的人来交谈。
And able to converse with different types of people.
但是如果没有爱,
but if he or she does not have love,
那成了鸣的锣响的钹一样,
then they will be sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
那个什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这个鸣的锣响的钹都会响,
a sounding brass and clanging cymbal, they both make noises.
但你把它敲一下，响就过去了。
But once you make the sound, it will soon dissipate.
那个响声到底代表什么?
And so what does that noise or what does that noise bring us?
不能代表什么。
It doesn't bring us much benefit.
它也不会感动人。
And it will not move others.
所以一个人很有口才。
So if a person is very eloquent in speech,
能跟别人交谈,
and able to hold conversations with others,
当然这是恩赐,
of course, this is considered a gift.
向谁都可以交谈,
to be able to talk to anyone of all walks of life, that is a gift.
但是如果内心的最深处没有爱,
but if in your innermost being you do not have love,
这些交谈都产生不了影响力,
then these conversations do not bring about a more positive or a powerful effect.
没有办法改变人,
is unable to transform others.
就是说这些恩赐其实也算不了什么,
which is to say that these gifts are considered as nothing.
因为起不了作用,
because it is not useful and does not have any effect.
可见说一个人, 很会跟人, 交往,
and so when some people can build good relationships with others, which is also a good thing.
这不是不好,
it's a good thing.
但是要让这个交谈成为对人有帮助，需要有一个很重要的因素。
But there has to be it's a very important reason to allow this kind of conversation relationships to be transformational.
就是从心里面要充满着爱。
Which is that they must have love from the bottom of their hearts.
那这样我们讲的话才能够真的感动人。
In that way, the words we speak can truly move and touch others.
能够改变人。
It can change others.
能够把人带到神的面前。
It can bring others before the Lord.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
第二个。
Now secondly.
第二节。
In verse 2.
我有先知讲道之能，也能够明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，有全备啊，这里讲知识问题。
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge.
什么叫做 prophecy 啊，就是比别人先知道神的旨意。
And so the gift of prophecy here is to be able to foreknow God's will before others.
然后把它讲出来。
And be able to explain it to others.
这个表示说 这一个人是
This indicates that this person is gifted.
那新约时代这个, 说, prophecy, 新约时代这个做先知啊, 其实就是讲道的意思。
And in the New Testament time, prophecy refers to speaking or evangelizing.
因为神的旨意都隐藏在圣经里面。
Before God's will is all hidden in the scriptures.
那圣灵 就是打开圣经的一把钥匙。
And the Holy Spirit is a key that can open, unlock these mysteries in the scriptures.
所以被圣灵充满, 我们就可以从圣经了解很深神的旨意。
So when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we can then understand the deep mysteries contained in the Bible.
那把它讲出来, 这个叫做做先知, 新约时代的先知。
And to be able to explain these prophecies, mysteries, this is considered a modern day prophet.
所以这个新约圣经都把它翻作讲道, 做先知讲道。
And so the New Testament can evangelizing and the New Testament is also considered prophecy.
那下面的一个说，我明白各样的奥秘。
It continues by saying, understanding all mysteries.
最大的奥秘是什么？
And what is the greatest mystery?
是神本身。
It is God Himself.
神的奥秘就在主耶稣的身上。
The mystery of God is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我有各样的知识。
and have all knowledge.
就是圣经很熟，你讲哪一句话我都可以翻得出来。
Which means that they're very familiar with the Bible. Whatever words you say, I can refer it, reference it in the scriptures.
当然这是很好。
Of course, this is also a good thing.
有知识能够认识神的奥秘。
To have knowledge, to know the mysteries of God,
能够把神的旨意讲得很清楚,
and to be able to prophesy or to explain the will of God clearly.
这都是好的。
These are all good things.
但是如果没有爱,
but yet, if they have not love,
也算不了什么,
then it is nothing.
哦, 为什么?
Why?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
圣经说我们行事为人要跟神相称。
The Bible says that we must be
worthy of the Lord.
Worthy of the Lord.
哦，神造我们的恩呢是非常的宝贵。
And so the grace that God shines upon us is very precious.
这个是用他的宝血把我们赎出来。
For He redeemed us by His own blood.
那在我们的生活当中有两个天平。
So in our life, there are two kinds of scales.
一个天平可能在我们的心里面。
Now the first scale may be in our hearts.
那另外一个天平是在神的心里面。
And the other scale is in the heart of God.
那我们常常在衡量我们自己。
And we often measure ourselves.
所以我们有的人会觉得我算得了什么，有的人会觉得我算不了什么。
So some people may think that I am something, and others may think I am nothing.
就是他有一个天平，有自己的标准去算。
Which means they are measuring themselves against their own standards or their own scale.
那神有另外一个天平。
And God yet has a different kind of scale.
一边放着主耶稣的救恩。
On one side is the salvation of Christ.
就是他用生命把我们赎出来。
Which is His redemption of us through His own blood.
这个太宝贵了。
And this is too precious.
这个分量太重了。
And this the weight of this is too heavy.
那另外一方就是放我们每个人。
And on the other side, he puts each of us.
那我们算不了什么。
So we are considered nothing.
我们像一个微尘一样。
We are like dust.
那怎么让这个天平的指针指到中间，刚好能够平衡？
So then how would the scale balance?
人跟神是不对等的。
Man cannot be equal with God in any circumstance.
这个指针要指到中间太难，不可能。
So for this scale to even out, it is impossible.
所以圣经里面说，夸口不要因为他有智慧。
And the Bible says, do not boast because of your knowledge.
也不要夸口，因为他有能力。
Do not boast of your strength or your power.
也不要夸口，因为他有财富。
And do not boast of your wealth.
要夸口，他认识神。
But boast of knowing God.
把神拿掉，人就可以夸口了。
If you remove God, then we are able to boast.
但是如果神放在天平的另外一边。
But if God is on the other side of the scale,
我们站在天平的这一边,
and we're on the other end,
你不管放什么知识、什么才能、什么财富，不会平衡的。
Then no matter what kind of knowledge, wealth, or power you put on the other side, it will never even out.
人跟神是不对等的。
For man can never be equal to God.
那圣经说我们行事为人要对得起神啊。
Now, the Bible says that we must be worthy of God.
英文叫 worthy, 就是跟神一样有价值。
It means that we must be as valuable like God.
那怎么办？
So then how should we, what should we do?
我们这边要把神放进来。
Which means on the other side of the scale, we must invite God in.
那神放进来，这个指针就平衡了。
And when God comes in on the other side, then the scale will be balanced.
那什么叫做把神放进来？
So what does it mean to put God on in our scale?
就是我们要充满神的爱。
It means that we must be filled with the love of God.
要行神的爱。
And we must practice the love of God.
那这样神就与我们同在。
And in that way, God's abidance will be with us.
那我们这一个人，我们的生活在神的天平称起来就平衡了。
And so our life on God's scale will be balanced.
这个叫做行事为人对得起神。
This is what it means to be worthy of God.
所以一个人即使很有讲道的恩赐。
So although a person may have be gifted in preaching.
有很多的知识。
And may have great knowledge.
懂得很多的奥秘。
And know many mysteries.
但是这一些放在天平上还是没有办法平衡。
But even all these things put on the scale can never balance it out.
一直到我们把神的爱放进来。
Until we put the love of God on that side.
我们才能够平衡。
Then can we balance even out the scale.
这是第二个。
And that is the second point.
我们再看第三个。
And let us look at the third.
是三章的哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
第二节的下半句。
Second half of verse 2.
这里说有全备的信心，叫我能够移山，没有爱，我就算不了什么。
And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but not, have not love, I am nothing.
为什么说一个人很有信心，没有爱，算不了什么？
Why does it say if a person has faith but not love, they are nothing?
如果我们看十三章的十三节，
If we read chapter 13, verse 13,
请读。
Verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
这里说信仰生活有三件事情。
It says there's three things in our life of faith.
信、望、爱。
Just faith, hope, and love.
那这个三件事情是互相关联的。
And these three things are interrelated.
那我们基督徒最大的盼望是什么？
What is our greatest hope as a Christian?
最大的盼望就是天国的永生。
Greatest hope is eternal life in heaven.
回到天国见到神。
To return to heaven to meet our Lord.
那这个盼望从哪里来？
And where does this hope come from?
就是从信心加上爱心。
It comes from our faith with love added upon it.
那就等于盼望。
And that equals hope.
所以只有信心，没有爱心，也没有盼望。
So we have faith but not love, then we have no hope.
我在世界上，我知道，我绝对相信神大有能力。
If I live on this earth and I believe that God is Almighty,
因为有信心，也能够祷告很有功效，移山倒海。
And because I have faith, I pray and can move mountains.
但是我的生活，我也不爱人，我也不爱神。
But yet in my life, I do not show love to others nor to God.
这样还是没有盼望。
Then this is still a life without hope.
因为审判有三个标准。
Because there's three different criteria in judgment.
马太福音二十四章讲主耶稣再来。
Matthew 24 talks about Jesus' second coming.
二十五章讲审判三个标准。
Chapter 25 talks about the three standards in the judgment.
其中要把山羊跟绵羊分开来。
And among them, they will divide the goat from the sheep.
山羊分左边。
And the goat will be divided to the left.
绵羊分右边。
The sheep will go to the right.
那右边的进到永生。
Now the ones on the right will enter eternal life.
那个山羊绵羊怎么分？
Then how do they divide the goat from the sheep?
到最后就是爱。
In the end, it is determined by love.
信心本身是好的。
Faith in itself is good.
但是信心要带给我们盼望，需要有爱心。
But faith in order to bring us hope, needs love.
所以约翰一书里面说，神就是爱。
Thus, in 1 John chapter 1, it says, God is love.
没有爱的不认识神。
Those without love do not know God.
我们常常很难相信，没有爱不认识神。
We find it hard to believe that if we do not have love, we can't come to know God.
我圣经读了这么多遍，我不认识神吗？
Now, I've read the Bible so many times, can I not know God?
那我们就想，认识这个代表什么？
So what does it mean to truly know?
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第二章
，Genesis chapter 2，
第四章第一节。
Genesis 4 rather 4 verse 1。Now Adam knew his Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.
这里说那人跟他妻子夏娃同房。
Records that Adam knew his wife Eve.
那英文叫做 knew， 叫认识，亚当认识夏娃。
English version it uses the verb knew.
那中文就翻作夫妻的亲密。
And in the Chinese translation, it translates to intimacy between a husband and a wife.
所以神就是爱。
So God is love.
一个人没有爱。
And a person without love.
他很难跟神在灵里面好像夫妻一样，因为神就是爱。
It is very difficult for him to be like a husband and wife in spirit with God because God is love.
我们没有爱神，怎么能够跟神联合在一起？
So if we do not have love, how can we be joined then to God?
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以没有爱的人跟神是有距离的。
So a person without love has a great distance between God.
因为这个本性不一样。
Because they have different natures.
那如果本性不一样，得救会有问题。
So if they have different natures, then it can also affect the person's salvation.
所以说，为什么只有信心能够移山，但是没有爱算不了什么？因为这还是没有办法达到。
So that is why even though you have faith and can move mountains, but it's considered nothing because we cannot yet achieve hope.
而且主耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就遵守我的诫命。
And Jesus says, if you love me, obey or keep my commandments.
如果我们充满神的爱，
if we are filled with the love of God,
十诫是不困难的。
And then Ten Commandments will be very easy to follow.
有哪一诫是困难的？
Then which commandment will be difficult for us?
因为每一诫都是在讲爱。
For every commandment is talking about love.
我们做不出来，因为我们缺乏爱。
And we cannot keep them because mainly because we are lacking love.
我有十诫的知识。
If I have the knowledge of the Ten Commandments,
我也相信实践,
and I believe in the commandments,
但是我做不出来,
but yet I'm not able to practice it in my life,
就是我对人对神缺乏爱,
it's because I lack love in how I deal with people and how I, relate to God.
那将来审判的标准就是神的诫命,
and in the future, the judgment, the standard of judgment is God's commandments.
在神的诫命之下还是没有办法通过。
And under God's commandments, we may not even be able to pass it.
所以信心很好, 但是要加上爱心才会有盼望。
So having faith is good, but we must have love as well in order to have hope.
只有信心算不了什么。
With only faith, it is considered nothing.
那下面更难了解。
And the following is even more difficult to understand.
让我看那个, 再回来看, 哥林多前书,
Let's return back to 1 Corinthians
13.
13:3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
怎么有可能一个人把所有的周济穷人，甚至舍身叫人焚烧，但是会没有爱呢？
How can it be that if a person gives everything he has to the poor and even gives his body to be burned, but not have love, it not profits anything?
一个最简单的描写就是政治家。
Probably one analogy is to use that of a politician.
政治家为着要争取选票,
a politician in order to garner more votes.
要让人对他有好的印象,
in order for people to have a good impression of him.
他什么都可以做得出来,
he could do possibly anything.
但是他真的是爱穷人吗?
But does he truly love the poor?
这个大有问题。
This is a great question mark.
他为什么要这样做呢?
Why would he do such a thing?
最后不是为着他爱的对象, 是为了他自己。
For in the end, his motivation was not for the poor, but rather for himself.
建立自己的形象, 让别人感觉到他很好。
To establish his own image so that people can see him as a very good person.
这个叫做有爱的行动, 但是没有爱的内心的。
This is what it means to have the action of love, but not have the intention of or a motivation of, through love.
那这对我们也是没有益处的。
And this also does not profit us.
因为这不是圣经里面讲的爱。
For this is not the love that is described in the Bible.
所以这样看起来，我们就可以知道爱是最奇妙的道。
And so from this, we see that love is the greatest mystery.
那这个爱啊，有时候我们就很难了解，因为人世间在定义爱跟圣经在讲爱不太一样。
It's difficult for us to understand love because a human definition of love is different from that in the Bible.
所以有人讲，20世纪最伟大的爱情故事是什么？
And when people say that, the greatest love story, what is the greatest love story in the 20th century?
就是英国一个温莎公爵跟一个美国的 Simpson 太太结婚。
It is the love story pertains to a love story between the marriage of a English.
他有地位，他把他放掉。
English royalty marrying a American woman, and he had a great position, but yet he gave it all up.
这个是最伟大感动人的爱情。
This is the greatest love because it touched so many.
但是回到圣经来看，那个是犯奸淫的，所以完全不一样。
But if you look at it from a biblical perspective, they were actually committing. Of sexual immorality.
社会上最伟大的爱情故事到圣经里面来讲，那是犯奸。
The greatest love story in the world, when looking at it through a biblical perspective, is committing a great sexual immorality.
所以圣经里面讲的爱跟社会是不一样的。
So the love that's described in the Bible is very starkly different from that in society.
那到底什么叫做爱？
So what does it mean to have love?
如果我们看罗马书，
if we look in the book of Romans,
罗马书。
Romans.
Romans chapter 5.
Romans chapter 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这里说，当我们还做罪人的时候。
So while we are still sinners, God Christ died for us.
所以什么是爱?
So what is love?
爱的具体显明就是主耶稣。
The demonstration or the manifestation of love is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们去看主耶稣的生活。
So when we look at the life of Jesus Christ,
他怎么对待人?
How he treated others.
他怎么对待神?
And how he treated God.
他那个表现就是爱。
And his demonstration is that of true love.
爱神爱人。
He loved God and he loved his fellow man.
所以如果我们不知道什么是爱,
so if we do not know love,
我们读主耶稣的话,
Read the words that the Lord Jesus Christ said.
看主耶稣的生活。
And look at how he lived his life.
那我们就知道什么叫做爱。
Then we can come to understand what love is.
那我们从主耶稣身上所认识的是神的爱。
So from what we learn from the Lord Jesus is the love of God.
那这个爱是伟大，是奇妙的。
And that love is great and it is full of mystery.
是我们每一个人可以效法的。
And it is a love that we can all obey.
好，那我们如果回到哥林多前书的十三章。
Now if we return back to 1 Corinthians 13.
从第四节开始。
From verse 4,
一直到第八节
4 to 8,
这个就很实际在描写爱在生活中的表现是什么。
Here it clearly describes what the, how love is used in our everyday life.
不错，爱会有一个感觉。
It is true that there is an emotion that comes with being in love.
但是爱不是感觉而已。
But love is not limited to just the emotions.
爱是有个实际的行动。
But love has a very practical action that comes along with it.
好像主耶稣来爱世界上人有实际的行动。
Just like when Jesus came on this earth, he demonstrated his love through his actions to the people.
好，那我们现在来看。
Now let us look at this.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
第四节。
Verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up.Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil.
Okay. 这第一个说，爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Verse 4 starts by saying, love suffers long and is kind.
第一句话已经很难做了，如果能够做到第二句话，那就很伟大了。
Now the first phrase is already so difficult to accomplish, so it would be mean even more if we can do the second phrase.
什么叫做恒久的忍耐？
So what does it mean to be long-suffering?
有时候这个不同的翻译本会帮助我们了解。
Now some different translation of the Bible can help us understand the meaning of it.
英文叫做 long-suffering, 就是能够受苦很久了，这个叫做爱。
English version says that love is this long suffering.
不然就一直讲什么就是忍耐，我真的不了解。受苦能够受苦很久，这个叫做爱。
And so some other translations say patience, and it's difficult for us to understand patience. But long suffering is something that we can kind of understand in our lives.
有时候我被派到夏威夷去工作。
So sometimes I am assigned to Hawaii for holy work.
工作完，有时到海边走一走。
And after working the church, I may go to the beach to take a stroll.
这是度蜜月的地方。
This is Hawaii is a place where people go on honeymoons.
好多恩爱的情侣在那边度蜜月。
There's a lot of newlywed couples that are madly in love.
当然为他们高兴啊。
Of course, I am happy for them.
但是如果你再想远一点，就没有什么可以高兴了。
But if you think further, then there's nothing really to be happy about.
在美国的统计，两对有一对离婚。
And the U.S. Marital statistics, there's a 50% divorce rate.
他们一起享受快乐的时光，当然这是爱。
So of course, them enjoying this happy moment, when they're in love.
但是为什么没有办法持久？
But why is it that this love cannot persist?
爱是忍耐。
For love is long suffering.
就是能够长久的受苦
，meaning that they can suffer through a long period of time.
那这两个个性就不太一样啊。
And so,
这个夫妻有时候个性不太一样。
And so the husband and wife may have different personalities.
那结婚的时候，刚刚在相爱的时候都不会感觉。
So in the beginning, right when they're married, they're madly in love, so they don't feel the differences.
因为他已经喝醉了，醉在爱里面。
Because they are drunk in love.
那现在活在一起的，这个个性是这样。
But afterward, after they live their daily lives, they find out each other's personalities and characteristics.
那个性不同就会摩擦。
And since they have different personalities, they may have friction.
意见就不一样。
And they have different opinions.
所以有时候不是说丈夫怎么样打太太或者讲什么，就是个性不同。不是丈夫会修理太太这一种受苦。
So the long suffering does not mean that the wife is suffering some kind of domestic abuse, but rather it is because of these friction or these differences in their lives.
有时候就是很小的，因为个性你没有办法接受。
These may be very minor things, but yet with people's personalities, but people may not be able to bear them.
那到有一天呢，痛苦比快乐多。
Until one day, the suffering surpasses the happiness.
那就想，那为什么我们要在一起？
Then you may wonder, well, then why shall we still remain together? And that is the beginning of a broken marriage. But in the church, it is different. When we love the other person, we also have the love of God in us. And since we are married, we know that many of these flaws of ourselves can be changed. Because God is almighty. And because we love the other person, not only can we bear their different personalities, but also we have kindness.
只有忍耐, 这是消极的。
And so having a patience only or long suffering is a passive.
能够做到忍耐过来又用好的来对待对方, 这不简单啊。
But to have long suffering as well as be kind to the other person, this is not something that's easy to do.
这个叫做爱啊。
This is called love.
所以啊, 为什么说在主里面结婚啊, 婚姻最稳固。
And so why do we say that the marriage in the Lord is the most secure and most stable?
它不只是有朋友的爱,
because they not only have the love between the platonic love,
不只是有夫妻的情爱,
and not only have the deep romantic love between husband and wife,
它有神的爱在里面,
but they also have the divine love of God with them.
恒久的忍耐, 又有恩慈,
they have long suffering as well as kindness.
这个就是
This is something that we need to strive for.
不是说我一直忍耐，一直忍耐，忍耐。
It's not to say that we just continue being patient and continue suffering.
然后把对方看成敌人。
And then, but keep seeing the other party, our spouse, as the enemy.
我也不理他。
And I'll just ignore him or her.
因为他很不好，不理他。
Because they mistreat me, so I'll ignore them.
真正的爱不是这样。
But true love is not like that.
恒久的忍耐又有恩慈。
It suffers long and is kind.
那为什么又有恩慈？
Why does it say love is kind?
希望他能够被感动、被感化、被改变。
Because we have the hope that they can be moved, can be molded, and can be touched and can be molded.
那这要多久？
So how long would that take?
可能三个月。
Perhaps 3 months.
可能三年。
Maybe 3 years.
可能三四年。
Maybe 3 decades.
可能吗？
Is it possible?
如果有神在中间就有可能。
If God is in the middle center of your marriage, then that is very possible.
因为主耶稣是恒久的忍耐又有恩慈。
Because Lord Jesus himself is long-suffering and kind.
他做到了。
He has accomplished this.
我们来看, 约翰福音13章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音的13章。
John 13.
这里在提到洗脚礼。
John 13 talks about the truth concerning foot washing.
那洗脚礼的第一句话讲什么?
What is the first phrase in the foot washing, which is recorded in verse 1? Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这里说主耶稣爱属自己的人就爱到底。
It records here that he loved his own who were in the world, and he loved them to the end.
这个是洗脚礼的开始。
This is the beginning of foot washing.
洗脚礼是从主耶稣的爱来的。
And foot washing was established through the love of Christ.
那主耶稣洗谁的脚?
Now whose feet did Jesus wash?
当然接下去就洗西门彼得的脚。
He started by washing the foot of Simon Peter.
但西门就觉得不配了, 因为你是老师嘛。
But Simon Peter felt unworthy before Jesus was the teacher.
但是在主耶稣洗脚里面有一个真正不配的是谁?
But in this whole foot washing, in this whole process of foot washing, who was the least worthy to have his feet washed?
就是主耶稣在十一节。
That is recorded in verse 11.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净。
Where he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, you are not all clean.
主耶稣知道有一个人要卖他。
Jesus knew someone was going to betray him.
你想想看，如果是我们。
If you think about it, you put yourself in their shoes.
这个人要把我们出卖30块钱。
If a person wanted to betray us with 30 pieces of silver.
被出卖的结果要钉十字架。
And the result of being betrayed is that you will be hanged on the cross.
这个人就在我前面。
And this person is right in front of me.
我们就想想看，我们如果放在那个情况，我们会怎么对待那个人？
If we were put in that situation, how would we react? We harbor a lot of hatred and malice towards that person. That I treated you so well, yet you want to betray me for 30 pieces of silver. And in the end, you want to hang me on the cross. This is our human nature, human natural reaction. Because we lack this great love. But when Jesus saw Judas, he had long suffering and kindness. The devil had already implanted the notion, the seed of the thought into Judas to betray Jesus. And Jesus, since Jesus knows all things, he also knew that Judas was to betray him. But why did Jesus still show love to him and was kind to him? He wanted to bring him back. Why? For he did not turn Judas back, then betraying a righteous person, the result of that is very dreadful. So before Judas took action, Jesus took that opportunity to see if he could change Judas and allow him to return back, give him a chance to return. But after the foot washing, Judas still did not awaken. And even with his words, he reminded Judas, but yet he did not awaken. Jesus showed complete love to Judas. This is what it means to be an example. And so in our lives, having long suffering for a person is not enough. We must also show kindness to them. Purpose is to win them over so that they can return to God and establish a good relationship again. This is not easy. But if we can achieve this, then we are walking on the path that Lord Jesus had walked upon. We have grasped firmly onto our faith. And to grab onto this is to demonstrate the greatest love. And it means that our faith is continuing to grow. So what is love?
爱是恒久的忍耐,
love is long suffering. It's also showing kindness to the other person. And we will continue in the next session. Let us sing hymn together.
434.
Let us sing hymn 434.